Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. While plans lay dormant to build a railroad from Grants Pass to Crescent City, a fatal stagecoach accident on Hayes Hill emphasized the need for a safer means of travel to the coast. One afternoon in May 1911, a team of four horses burst forth in a wild run on Hayes Hill, making a wild 300-yard dash along the perilous road before overturning the stagecoach. Driver John Loudon landed on his head. The two passengers, a blacksmith from Waldo and a businessman from Portland, emerged from the wreck alive, but beaten and bruised. Rescuers found the three men and took them to nearby Love Station, where a doctor was called. The newspaper reported that Dr. S. Lowridge began his own wild ride, breaking all automobile speed records by getting from Grants Pass to Love Station in 45 minutes. The doctor's car took the blacksmith and businessman back to Grants Pass after treatment, but left the stage driver behind when the doctor said he couldn't do any more for him. Loudon, age 56, died at Love Station the next morning. His obituary noted his reputation as an expert harness man. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.